This is Larkin, Texas. It's September 8th, 2012, and I'm just an American, your host for 1 hour. Today's research notes page is titled Invisible Surf's Collar. You can find these notes at larkintexas.blogspot.com. If you're tuned to 1140 AM radio, that's transmitting from the KHFX Tower here in the Dallas-Fort Worth, North Central Texas area. Keep in mind that you're listening to Real Talk Radio, ladies and gentlemen. We don't screen callers, and we don't filter or sugarcoat reality here either. RBN is not shock talk, newspeak, doublethink, NPR, Rush, Laura, or Michael. We're where you want to be when you finally want to hear the truth. Our call-in number is 800-313-9443. Please support our sponsors. RepublicBroadcasting.org presents offerings that are often exclusive to this network and well worth checking out. This begins the third week since I made the decision to compile my weekly research notes in a Word document and then only publish those most relevant to the live airing of the broadcast. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen, for these brief messages, and we'll return.
These annoying collection calls.
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with a resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on.
Now, to recap, if you'd like to peruse all my weekly research notes, just shoot me an email with the title of the broadcast in the subject line to larkintexas@gmail.com, and I'll shoot them right back to you as an attachment. Now, y'all know that the blog Invisible Surf's Collar at invisiblesurfscollar.com has become my favorite go-to source of late for all things related to America's so-called P20 OBE. That is our centrally planned, socially engineered, communitarian indoctrination, brainwashing educational system. P20 refers to preschool through graduate school. And OBE is outcomes-based education. Joining this afternoon with us is this very informative website's creator, attorney Robin Eubanks. So, Robin, how goes it your way?
Oh, it goes well. Thank you. Good to be on the air.
Well, thanks for joining us today. I know that I've been prepping our listeners for several weeks now. I just love your blog. I love everything about it. It's so informative, and God knows I needed to be educated about our education system. as it exists today. It's I was familiar with the work of Charlotte Iserby and John Taylor Gatto, but you are really intimately involved, and especially with your training as an attorney, you have you offer perspective that I think is rather fresh today. What was your impetus for creating the site, I wonder?
Well, I, as a parent, I had been in various meetings and listened to explanations that made no sense. And I sort of scratched my head and wonder if the person speaking knew that the explanation made no sense, didn't make any sense, or had somebody told them an erroneous story. So I started tracking things down without really thinking about it and asking questions, and then later decided that I could get up to speed on all the major changes going on in education, since we were about to have a new regulation, legislation coming out at the federal level. And when I started reading the statutes and started reading the regulations, I discovered that what the press releases said it was about and what the regulations said they were about were two different things. And, you know, the press release is not what's going to govern. So I started really digging in at that point and trying to figure out what the real story was. And the more I did that, the more I thought through the implications of what I was discovering as someone who had a great deal of experience in transactional law, representing companies going public, representing companies wanting to buy other companies. It seemed to me that the economic effects of what I was looking at would be potentially horrendous. So then I started digging in even further and going back and looking at some of the history involved in previous attempts at national education reform, and I didn't like what I was seeing there, and I just kept at it.
Well, I must say your legal training and your background and experience serves you in good stead, because that's what I find so refreshing about your blog, is because, I mean, beyond liking your style, of course, I mean, you get to the meat of the matter. And you don't mince words. You understand how, in your, this is from your about page, you write that the English language is both a sword and a shield. And you understand newspeak, as in George Orwell's 1984, and how it's, again, wielded as both a sword and a shield.
Yeah, there's a great deal of that in what's going on, terms like, quality education, excellence, rigor, let me think of some of the other terms, that have quality learning. They have a defined meaning. They're terms of art. They, if you're a professor or an administrator, you know what the meaning is, and all the parents are assuming that you're talking about academic learning, that you're not talking about social and emotional learning, or influencing values, or trying to change students' dispositions and attitudes and their belief system. And, you know, you mentioned brainwashing in the lead-in. What goes on in education is not that you're trying to formally change their beliefs so much as you want to, their attempts to ground everything in emotion. Not facts, not logic, but what do you feel? And when you feel something, your response is very much a habit. It's reflexive. It's not something you think through logically. You don't really know why you know something, why you believe something. It's what makes emotion such a dangerous thing. For anyone to manipulate, much less people who are fundamentally representatives of the government living at taxpayer expense. I mean, most education is funded through real estate taxes. If you don't pay your real estate taxes, you're going to get a lien against your house. It can be sold. And to have those taxes then turned around and used to push what are, emotionally based learning is very pernicious. It's dangerous and it's invisible. It's part of the reason for the metaphor invisible surf scholar, which is that you're influencing things like values, attitudes, beliefs, feelings, emotions that people aren't really even aware of themselves that influence their behavior. And you have sort of created easy ways to manipulate people because they know what emotional buttons have been pushed. And it makes it very easy later for politicians or marketers to look at some of the, like, data, particularly involving elementary school students.
Uh-huh.
When you do a survey of elementary school students, and a lot of it is identifying not knowledge, not facts, which is what most parents assume on some of these surveys, but it's beliefs, it's values. You know immediately when you're asking that question of an 8-year-old that you're getting at the family's values. So you can take that kind of information from a certain zip code and know exactly how to market into that zip code. It's extremely valuable information. And you don't need to know the name of the people involved, but you get a certain very useful information of what's being said in the homes, what's being said in families, what they value, what they worry about, what they're troubled about, what they're concerned about. You know exactly how to play.
And, of course, your average parent today would look at this kind of information if they considered themselves educated and wanted to learn about what their progeny are going to be taught. Unless they have the whole picture, though, they can't possibly realize the insidious nature of it. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, and I one of the things that I wrote about recently is that you've got essentially what's called the Common Core State Standards that in many ways are a ruse. There's an assumption they've been sold that their content and the everything going on involving the curriculum that I've seen is that it's based on 21st century learning skills. It's not related to the content. It's pushing what's called second order learning, higher order thinking skills. It's pushing a lot of emphasis on sustainability. The whole idea that the Earth's got a fever and we have to do something right now.
Well, hold that thought. Hold that thought, okay. Robin. We'll take this break and we'll pick up on the other side.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com. www.thebestnaturalsupplements.com today. Toll free, 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now, 800-537-1339.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Everything noise in this world, someone to lie next to. I want whoever I want, whatever jackknife feels right. Even other blankets, I want whoever I want. And just across the lens in your address book, sticks in wet ass, sticks in my mind. Make me feel as false as you look.
So, Robin, I just love that graphical image on your website.
The surf scholar?
Oh, I love that thing. I mean, do you think people actually wore things like that in 1701?
Well, you know, it's a little late in terms of being a medieval surf scholar, but it was such a great image. It's actually from a Scottish museum, and if you notice in the small print, it actually says perpetual debtor on it. And what better image to describe that you've been made dependent and you're sort of going to have to rely on what you're told without necessarily having an independent ability to get at the facts yourself. I at the heart of the reading wars is ultimately someone who can read phonetically, can access any information that they want to access, whether they've seen the words before or not. And they tend to be very good, because they've learned to use a symbol system, they tend to be very good at imagining different scenarios of how things might work out under this set of facts or that set of facts, which if you would like to manipulate someone, is the last thing you want to have happen. So it's interesting. Once you start researching the reading wars over and over again, you discover that the professor or the psychologist who understood that about phonetic reading and doesn't really want it to happen. They want to prevent that ability to just really carry on a mental conversation.
That's pretty astonishing to me as someone who, I mean, my mother and my elementary school teachers were fanatics about things like phonics. And today we have, I guess, this think-say method of learning to read.
Look-say.
Oh, is it called look-say?
It's called look-say. It's been called whole language. It's been called psycholinguistics. Now it's called really balanced literacy. But you'll hear the teachers say that it's a balanced approach of reading comprehension and phonics, but it tends to be primarily still teaching sight reading. And when I go into looking at, like, colleges of education, what they're pushing, you get into the internal documents, and they'll say they're pushing a sight reading approach, whole word first, then syllable, and very little systematic teaching of the letters and sounds, which is a real shame. I mean, there are about 42 sounds in the English language. There are probably about 200 various representations of letters that stand for those 42 sounds. It's not that hard to teach somebody to read phonetically, unless you don't want to. But it's not something that's taught in hardly any of the colleges of education. And you can even get a master's in special ed and never really have put much time into learning about how to teach reading phonetically, the symbol systems, the history. It's a shame.
You know, Robin, I find that some of the most indoctrinated people in our society today are actually those that one would normally think are the most educated. What do you think about that observation?
Well, in order to get advanced degrees in the first place, you basically take time away from the real world, and so you're spending extended periods of time in your growing up years in a pretend world where you're not really out in the marketplace. You're not marketing yourself. You're not usually paying your day-to-day expenses. And I think for a lot of people, by the time they do go out in the real world to get a job, they think companies should work the way that it suits them, not the way that makes money for a corporation. And they're not charitable institutions. If you can't cover your overhead, if you can't get people to buy what you've got out there, you close your doors. And if you have an employee, for example, who's done nothing but group project work, both K through 12, and then in a lot of instances now, that's what's going on in college degree programs, then they tend to show up on a job and they seem to think that they're supposed to have several different people who help them put together the work product. That's very expensive.
I see. Well, hold that thought and stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned for these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. one of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org for our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy. We urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Before we bring on a caller, I wonder if we can touch upon that word engrenage that you introduced me to.
Okay. It's a word I picked up over in a British think tank. They were using it in connection with, I believe, environmental issues and how if you've got something where the total picture would be controversial, you break it into parts, and each part usually has a description that sounds useful and a nice politically good PR name, and so you put the little bits in here and the little bits in there. Nobody knows that each of the bits actually is a gear and fits in with the other bits, and when you get all of them individually in place, you've got your back to the big picture again. That's engrenage. So we see that in land use regulation like Agenda 21. We see it in education, what I call transformational outcomes-based education, which became so notorious in the 90s, simply broke into different pieces and came out with much more palatable names like school improvement, excellence, effective teachers, effective education. Still works the same. Those gears still fit together. Social and emotional learning, positive school climate, still gets us every bit of what was in transformational outcomes-based education in the 90s, but it sounds so much better. And it's unlikely that any parent would realize what's been put in place until it's really too late.
You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of the so-called Fabian strategy of the Fabian Society that was created back in 1884. It was really kind of a military strategy for how to defend a people or to conquer a people. And then, of course, it extends to the work of the Tavistock Institute later on.
Well,
and then today we've got Military Standard 499, which is an artificial intelligence system for compartmentalization and keeping people on a need-to-know basis.
Well, you and I tend to think of culture as transmitting the best, you know, what the best minds have thought, what the, you know, best mathematical minds were able to develop, what the best scientific minds were able to put together and build on. If you want to radically change a society, if you want to transform a society in terms of politically or economically, socially, you really don't want to keep a fondness for the past. You don't want them to know that history you want them to leave behind. You want to start anew. And the definition of culture that I see from about World War II on is consistently that culture is the prevailing thoughts, the beliefs, the feelings, the practices, the values. And so if you get something like a positive behavioral, a positive school climate, social and emotional learning, where you're making the focus, what are the values of the kids, what do they believe, you're influencing the prevailing culture in ways that won't necessarily be apparent. You asked me a question about parents. One of the things that you see in the reports is this assumption that as long as the grades aren't bad, that the typical parent won't be alarmed. They don't pay that much attention to day-to-day curriculum. And one of the primary things that came with Common Core that was never put in place in the 90s effort at national education reform were dramatically changed forms of measurement. They call it assessments. Most people assume that assessments must mean testing, and you're supposed to jump to that conclusion. But really, assessments means that paper you wrote. Assessment can be that group project. Assessment can be a portfolio of the video you did, the PowerPoint the group did. All of those things are considered to be assessments. And so there's not necessarily going to be anything that calls attention to the typical parent that there's a problem, that there's not a lot of knowledge there, that, the student doesn't know much, and that a fair amount of their school day is based on trying to get them to reexamine emotionally perhaps what they believe in and what it would change for them to change their beliefs, or role playing. That's very popular. So,
well, they're very clearly being, in my view, indoctrinated towards a communitarian mindset for the 21st century workplace.
When you see what's called the positive school climate, which had come in under a fair number of the NCLB, No Child Left Behind waivers, but there was an executive order back in July. So the positive school climate is really coming in virtually every school district. A lot of school districts is coming in what's called response to intervention. So the typical parent, even, you know, you could work at a state department of education, for example, and unless you're paying a whole lot of attention, the fact that response to intervention is putting in behavioral positive behavioral systems for all students coming in through special ed, it's not something that's likely to be on your radar screen. But there's a lot of that going on right now. And when you look at the research that the positive school climate, the School Climate Center used to be called, the Center for Social and Emotional Education. It was founded up out of Columbia University in New York and came up with a somewhat more palatable name, the School Climate Center. When you look at their materials and you look at the evidence base, you do run into a fair amount of the communitarian agenda. You've got Herman Daly's and John Cobb's book, For the Common Good, that's listed as one of the positive school climate resources. Some of Amitai Etzioni's work, as well, listed for the positive school climate resources. Richard Lazard out of the UK, who's done the, happiness research that is implicated in the World Happiness Report that the UN put out several months ago, first one ever. All of that stuff is actually getting pulled in through what seems relatively innocuous. Worrying about school climate, what response to intervention, everything, as I said earlier, everything is designed to have a PR palatable name that seems like a good idea. It's one reason a lot of this is coming in what are called anti-bullying initiatives. And
yeah, I've noticed that lately.
Yeah. What they say is they don't want the bullying to ever happen. So they're going to put in place a positive behavioral program to keep bullying from happening. What it means as a practical matter, that a lot of the emphasis is on behavioral traits. A lot of the data that they're gathering is on behavioral traits. And when you hear the term continuous improvement, a lot of the continuous improvement measures are in behavioral traits. Do they seem generous? Are they conscious of the discrimination in our society?
Much of this language is so dry that the average person, and especially the average parent, really couldn't quite capture the entire agenda of what's afoot, I would guess.
I think that's true, and had I not started off with, when I was still trying to figure out the story, one of the things I had done is had looked into what worked with breeding. And I knew that what had been shown to work was being shut down, and what was known not to work was what was being expanded. And as part of that, I started monitoring some of the special education sites.
Uh-huh.
And I'm still on those mailing lists. And if I was not on those mailing lists, there's no way I would have picked up an awful lot of what the Common Core implementation actually looks like, because a lot of it has been coming in through the special education sites and their authority, but it applies to all students. So it's coming in a window no one would be looking at, but it's coming in for everybody, and it's mandatory.
Well, of course, when you speak to Common Core, you're speaking to, was it CSSI? What is that acronym?
The acronym is Common Core State Standards Initiative. And it's what you hear where they talk about 45, 46 states in the District of Columbia have adopted national content standards. You'll no longer have to worry that when you move, say, from Montana to Missouri, that your child will be studying a different curriculum. What the implementation documents, the curricular documents that I've seen, don't match up well at all with what's in the content standards documents, and other parts of the implementation make it very clear that the state standards contents initiative is really more of a ruse to get authority for what goes on in the classrooms away from local school boards and bring it up to the federal level and then make it much more the social and emotional learning, the social interaction between the students being the primary focus of the classroom and not any kind of transmission of knowledge. I wrote in the blog probably about three posts ago that there's a Hewlett Foundation document from 2010 that says that basically the whole purpose of the Common Core is what I call CCSSI, is so that as you have these massive changes in the classroom and what's going on, everyone will simply attribute it to the Common Core. But what you've done is you've gotten rid of the troublesome measurements that cause parents to go, they can't read.
To overcome objections.
Exactly. You know, you're not going to have any need for school districts to cheat anymore because they're not doing any objective measurements that they'd have to cheat on.
Robin, let's let's see if we can get some input from our listeners. Would you like to take a call?
Sure, that'd be great.
John in Tennessee, are you still on the line?
Hello, is it Robin?
Hey. Hi, John. How are you?
It is Robin.
Doing well, you know, Robin, the last 45 minutes have been exceptional. I went to grade school in Detroit in the 1960s, where we were taught were things like truth and valor and courage. We were actually taught to think. Clark, I've told you this before. We were taught to think, and we were taught to read using phonics. Now, you're talking about what they're doing now, asking children what the home is like and whatnot, basically polling for marketing research, folks, I believe, so that they can better determine how they want to formulate their attack. We're hearing things that are strikingly like incrementalism and slowly implementing and molding and making people into what they want them to be. So my question for you is, how do we take the schools? Let me put it this way. When I went to school, my teachers were World War II era veterans and wives of veterans that had seen what was going on around the world. And now we're two generations past that generation where this incremental dumbing down, like Charlotte Isaby says, the dumbing down of America has taken place where the teachers don't even know that they've been dumbed down. The teachers cannot speak proper English. The teachers can't write. They can't form a sentence or give a thought without saying, well, you know what I mean. Well, if I knew what you mean, I wouldn't be asking you. So how do we get that back? How do we take it back?
One of my primary concerns with Common Core is you've probably heard about that all of a sudden they are going to allow evaluations of teachers and that the NEA is going along and that tenure is no longer something that you're going to necessarily have after 3 years. The problem is that the definition of effective teaching that's being used is tied into implementing this outcomes-based education social interaction classroom. So where you've got a teacher who does have solid content knowledge, who wants to lecture, where you've got kids who they want to hear that lecture on American history. They want to know what caused World War II. They want to understand how to write well. They want to read great books and talk about them. This template is saying no. This is not about transmission of knowledge. And so you're going to have the teachers that are maybe weak, still allowed to teach, and the teachers who have the content knowledge are going to be prevented from teaching and now have their jobs under threat under the effective teaching model being used.
Let's hold that thought, folks. Stay with us.
Someone will touch you softly.
Are you struggling to reclaim your health? Let me share my story quick. My nightmare of chronic fatigue, PTSD, and autoimmune issues cost me everything. A bankruptcy, loss of home, even my wife walked out on me with no hope in sight. A miracle happened after hitting my lowest point. I discovered ION and RNA drops. It literally saved my life. I want to share my story with you and offer you a trial-size mini bottle of RNA drops. Visit www.rnafreemini.com. Again, that's www.rnafreemini.com. It's time to take your power back now. You can also look for our free trial offer ad at republicbroadcasting.org. RNA drops.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com. Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
Open your mouth, slide the barrel in. If you don't like it, just don't do it again, Jim. Finger, finger, trigger, 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 click, 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 click. Oh, what a dirty fight is saying sorry to a buckle. Such a job to spend believing that it's all about us. But thinking back over hurts quite as much as living into finger, finger, trigger, trigger, faster, 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 faster. This is it, digital light. You call it a night, man, I call it a day. Your heart is so steady at the edge of the bed. This is it, finger, finger, trigger, trigger, click, 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 click.
Welcome back. So, Robin, do you think we're headed towards the abyss?
I think we were headed towards the abyss. I think that the number of times I've read the various documents involved in putting all of this together, especially the parts that basically recreate what was transformational outcomes-based education in the 90s, they over and over again say, it's important no one know this. It's important. And the shocking part to me is that there's this assumption that if you leave the United States to go to a conference in Europe, that you can be open about what you're doing in the United States and it won't get back here. It just, I guess I'm glad that there's been that perception, but it's very easy to follow the people out of the country where they're being honest about what they're doing and hard copy it and download it and understand it and continue to put it all together. And I firmly believe that sunlight is the best disinfectant. It's why I created the blog, to try to get some of this. This is going into place right now, this school year. And, you know, I think your caller mentioned slowly going out. In the school I'm at in Atlanta, there's nothing slow about this. In fact, it's sort of interesting because the different measures that should be going in place over several years, they're trying to put it all in place at once. If I didn't already understand this story, I would know something was up. So I think hopefully through the blog, through talking on the radio, through parents talking to each other, that people will begin to recognize that something is going on and that what they're hearing of as Common Core is meant to be the excuse for a whole lot of very radical changes that they would not be on board with if the administrators who are living at taxpayer expense were being honest about what they're forcing on students in the classroom. And when you pierce through the rhetoric and you know the definitions and you've got that glossary of what those ed terms really mean, every bit of it is not something that virtually any parent would be okay with. Any taxpayer, and there are real economic consequences involved in credentialing people because you're taking the prime of their life, you're giving them an expectation that they're following the rules. They're getting valuable degrees.
Robin, you know, thing we really need to continue this dialogue. You're just a font of information, very valuable information. John, thanks you for calling in today.
Well, thank you for having me. I enjoyed talking to everyone.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, please stay tuned to RBN.
It's true.